WA. Mobile, listening.
Jan, what's up, Steve?
John, how are you, bud? Same old stuff, different day, just smells worse. I'm headed back over to Bowling Springs to pick up my 283 number cell phone, and I had moved it over to AT&T from Verizon with that number, and they're having to do some fixing and repairing on the new phone that I got from them. It's a A71 5G. It's a new 5G phone.
Well, aren't you special?
Thursdays. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, this is Thursday.
Well, this is the last time I checked. Of course, I haven't checked for the last hour or so, but yeah, I believe it is.
Yeah, I tell you what I did today, bud. Let me preface this by saying, thing, I didn't really pull any muscles, but I'm going to be sore tomorrow. I've got a Black Bart wood stove, and I brought it into the house today all by my lonesome without scratching any new door frames or new hardwood floors, and got it set into position. And that buzzard is 275 pounds.
Yeah, I heard you talking to Tom about that earlier. I was busy doing something else. I didn't try to chime in that, and you guys wouldn't take a breath and allow me to squeeze in there anyway. But congratulations. We'll give you the stove moving award. I'll get to working on that right away.
Listen, my back is already a little bit sore at the top of the shoulder where I've been patting myself on the back. I was just kind of proud of myself that I can still do that. Now, back in the day, I'd have grabbed it, picked it up, and walked in with it, but not anymore.
Back in the day, I would have paid two guys to haul it in for me.
You were doing very well for yourself. See, I've always been that guy that had to bust my butt twice to get anywhere once. And I tell you what, it's left me at this point in life fairly well. You know, I'm very comfortable, but I'm still choking a dollar like it was a chicken.
Well, I just dropped $1,200 on the roof. I did manage to get the air conditioning guy not to charge me. They came out and serviced it about a month ago, and then the damn thing stopped working. He came up, went and said the drain line had clogged up. It wasn't draining fast enough. When the water level gets to a certain point, it cuts off. I said, shouldn't that be part of the annual maintenance? I mean, for crying out loud, if it's susceptible to that, you know, shouldn't you check that? He said, well, he looked at it, and it was dripping water, so he, you know, thought it was okay. I thought, yeah, And you want to charge me another $65 after charging me, you know, $175 to come out and do the maintenance on it? So I think he called his boss and walked away with no money. But in any event, so now the air conditioner is working, and supposedly the roof is fixed, so I'm reasonably happy.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about because my building is 160 feet wide by 60 feet deep, and I may get a little bit scratchy here. I'm going down in a hole in Inman. But the long and the short of it, my compressors are outside, but the air handlers are up in the top of a 12-foot ceiling rafters, and they're mounted in about the middle of the building, so I've got 30 feet of drain line to get them out to the back of the building. And those drain lines have always been something that, you know, you get a little algae in them, and all of a sudden they're plugging up. So I just quit dealing with some of the HVAC guys, and once every 6 months to 8 months, I just go up there and I take an air tank and pour some Clorox down them and pour them out.
Well, the mechanical engineer in me tells me that if you have a problem like that, if those are susceptible to that sort of thing, one, you should probably make the drain line a little bit bigger, so you, you know, don't have that problem near as often. And two, line that thing with some sort of antibacterial material that will, you know, slow that down and help prevent it. But, you know, what do I know? I've just got an engineering degree.
Well, when you find a material, and I've already got a 1-inch drain line on the things, you know, for a condensate line, 1 inch, that ought to be plenty big enough. But when you find something that I can put down 30 feet of that line like that, that will actually be an antibacterial, or, you know, something to keep the algae from growing and clogging up the tube, you let me know, Chief. I sure don't know of it.
Well, I'm about 95% sure that something along those lines could be used in that application and does in fact exist. I haven't actually done the research on it because I've never had the problem before, but I'm going to go looking, and I'd be willing to bet you a dollar that I could find it on Amazon.
Well, when you find it, you let me know, because it's going to be a fairly easy thing for me to install it in the upper sections of my building, because, and see, I've got 18 inches of fall over 30 feet. That's plenty of fall. That's more than a standard drain line requires. So, anyhow, if you find something, please let me know, bud.
Well, just a pouring a solution of antibacterial hand soap and water down the thing would probably, you know, slow it down, I would think.
Been there and done that. It helps for a while, but, you know, like I said, after about 6 to 8 months, that stuff has flushed out and it's gone.
Soap down your drain line every 6 months doesn't sound like a, you know, like much of a chore to me.
Oh, you need to come on down and see my building and see where these air handlers are. Yeah, it's fun, especially when you got 9 of them. I'll tell you what, I even set up, you know these little swimming pool chlorine pellets?
All too well.
I even set up one of those so that when the condensate would run, it went into a little, like a little funnel, and I put those tablets in the funnel, and then that condensate dripped on those before it went down the drain. And I still had the problem.
Yeah, well, you know, the other possibility is take your stuff, if you've got an, something that'll blow air through the thing, is go out to where it drains out and blow it in there from the other side when the line's empty.
Yeah, that's true, too. That might work. But, like I said, I've blown it from the source end out. And, man, sometimes you would not believe some of the yucky stuff that comes out of those tubes. Oh, it's nasty. Ugh. Oh, so on a brighter note, what's for supper, big guy?
Their oral surgery yesterday, so it was, I had some chicken and she had some macaroni and cheese, so her mouth's still a little sore from that. But supper's over here. I've even fed the dog, and he's fat and happy right now.
Ah, well, there you go. Sometimes simple is the best. Every once in a while, Sue and I will do breakfast for supper, and I'll go in there and I'll fix up a bunch of bacon and some pancakes and an egg to go on top of them, and we just do that. Sit in front of the idiot box and watch the idiots on the news.
Yeah, I was watching the news there before I started talking to you, and they got put past all the major news, and we're doing their fluff pieces, so it's like, whatever. But Yeah. But the guys on the roof, I had a small hole in the roof. It was probably a nail pop. And they went ahead and tuned up the roof, fixed the nail pop, and looked at the exhaust pipes coming out of the roof, and some of the boots around those are starting to deteriorate a little bit. So they redid those and whatnot. And all things considered, this should, you know, because the roof's not that old. The roof was replaced on this house, I think, in 2012, so it's not that old. And so that ought to solve that problem. Now all I got to do is patch and paint in the bedroom where the water came through.
Oh, my. Well, how old is the house?
For 20 years old. Probably closer to 30 years old. But the roof's relatively new, so it's a small area up there. I just got to get up there with some tape and some mud. Because it came down in the seam between the drywall and the ceiling, so I just got to, you know, smooth that out, repaint it, and that'll take care of that problem.
It's always something. It's always something. Yeah. Well, if I could get half of the crap done that I need to get done, I could actually I'd get on to some of my hobbies.
Yeah, I hear you. That, moving that rock has moved way down on my priority list. I got a bunch of other stuff I got to do before I worry about that.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, with the John Deere, that's going to be a fairly easy one. Oh, me. But anytime you're ready on that, just let me know. Now, I'll tell you what. One of these days, I've got an area picked out in my building down there that I'm going to set up a probably 12 to 14 room, and I'm going to set up my 027 gauge railroad for my granddaughters.
KN4JN, the repeater sounded a little sick there in the middle. Did you hear that?
I did. But don't you just love how that thing just comes right in on top of you?
Well, if whoever's checking in early isn't actually on the radio and does it through the computer, he doesn't know if anybody's talking or not, so he just, you know, hits the button and away it goes. But that's okay. I mean, you know, it's a free country and a free frequency.
Well, as good as Dave is, he ought to put some sort of sensor in there to know when the thing is transmitting. You know what I mean? Come on, Dave! W4DJW!
This plate is pretty full right now, so I'm sure it's on the list, but it's way down in priority somewhere after I move that rock.
Listen, one of these days, when all the COVID's gone and all the diseases are gone, well, I don't know when that's going to be, but, you know, he's going to come out and see the sunlight. And we're finally going to get to see him again. And the boy's going to look so pale from not having been outside in so long. We're all going to be worried about him.
But I suspect he gets out in the sunshine about as much as I do.
What that was, you know how you said that there was something in the middle of that transmission when that guy did the early check-in? I think I heard the same thing on you right there. It almost sounded like an interference. A QRM. And I could barely copy your vocal or your voice, but and then it popped out and it was perfect.
GBG. He keyed up about the same time I did. I'm mobile. I'm on low power, so he's probably a little closer to the repeater now, yeah.
Uh-huh. And now we know, John.
What is the interference there? How you doing, Kevin?
I'm good. I didn't mean to try to step on you there. I think me and you keyed up about the same time. I was telling Steve that Dave was out taking off the trash the other day and running some errands to the landfill and back. So he's been out a little bit. He might not have got to see the complete daylight yet, but he's seen a little bit of it.
You know, the other day, he told me flat out the only time he comes out is when he's got to go get groceries or, matter of fact, he said he's had the same tank of fuel in his car for about 4 months.
He wasn't as much traveling now as he was doing. He said he could actually make the same tank of fuel last him for about a year.
Well, I'm getting about 2 weeks to the gallon right now, so.
Listen, next time any of us talk to him, let's kind of kid him a little bit and say, hey, we know what we're going to get you for Christmas. We're going to get you some state bill for your fuel.
That'd be funny there.
I'll be back out in a few minutes. So y'all carry on the ham tradition.
Y'all stepped on each other there up to about three-quarters of your transmission. Then I heard you say carry on your ham tradition.
Yeah, I'm going to be out for just a few minutes picking up a cell phone, so y'all carry on. K4 VWA, clear.
VA, K4 UBG. I'll holler at you in a little bit. Back to you, man, I done forgot your call sign now.
That's okay, Kevin. I forget it too sometimes. KN4RJN, this is John. I said we could start a rumor that he's actually a vampire and only comes out at night.
That's what I was thinking about when Steve said that today. He don't ever come out. He probably goes outside at nighttime. He doesn't become a vampire now.
Yeah, it's, I suppose we could start that rumor, but anyway. I'm going to back out of here and try to accomplish something productive here in a moment. You mobile, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm out here mobile. I just left out of Walmart in Simpsonville here, and back over here toward the house. And I got to try to get a couple things done myself. And move a trolley around, get a tire put back on one. I had the tire go flat with the weaking in it. I had to rob the wheel off of another one. Now I got that wheel fixed, and I'm going to put it back on the other trolley. And get some stuff moved around and try to get some stuff cleaned out between now and tomorrow. Hopefully I can get my tree cut down in the backyard this weekend. That's what I really want to start my goal on. That way I can start getting my tower put in the ground.
KB4 CBA. 4 Dan, hey David. Evan, just got this 2730 programmed with the software and just want to make sure it was working out. It sounding okay?
Sound like you're sitting right here in Fountain Inn with me.
If it wasn't working, we wouldn't have answered you. Okay. Well, y'all carry on. I'm going to, I had to bring it inside, program it, and, I guess I could have taken the computer out there and think about that. But anyway, I'm going to go put the same back in the car. So y'all carry on. 73's KP4 CPA. Yeah, Kevin, I got a limb that. Big limb broke on a tree out back. I've got to get out there with a chainsaw and bring that sucker down. I just hadn't got to it because, well, it's just hot.
Well, man, you be good on that end, and I'll holler back. And, yeah, I was talking to the wife right quick and talking about what we had to do. But we'll talk at you later, man. You have a good one. KN4 RJ, KN4 UBG, 73.
4 UBG, KN4 RJN. Something scrambled a little bit of your transmission there, but I caught most of that. You have a good evening, 73, Steve, brother, and take care out there. KN4 RJN, I am clear.
Sam. Sam. I think he's still in there. 2 meter radio.
Check. Roger that.
And from the other slim over here and over in Liberty, it's TR-9000 Kenwood, little 2 meter AlMo.
That's real good. Yeah, I'm running low power until I can get my alligator clip things worked out. I got to put them ends on my cables and bolt them on my battery out there because every time I put it in high power, it cuts back on me. I go to transmit and the radio kicks off and comes back on. So I'm actually parked in front of the store here, but it's facing the repeater. So I don't know how good I'm getting in there, but I mean, I can hear you.
Solid, man. As far as I can tell.
And you say that's what you own now? Is the little radio you got?
Yeah, just a little Kenwood. It's small. It does like a couple watts or 10 watts. And I'm running it on 2 watts into a little 30 watt amp RF concept, little 2-in, 30 amp amplifier.
Yeah, I got this little Kenwood TM281A here, 65 watt rig. I'm running it on low power right now, whatever that is. Probably, I don't know, probably about 20, 25 watts, probably.
He's hooking up a amp. I was talking to him on 75 earlier and seems to have it situated pretty well, that new big old amp he got on HF.
I talked to him a little bit earlier. He was trying to figure out, you know, the radio check and stuff, and we was floating around there a little bit and checking it out, and probably about an hour ago, probably hour and a half ago now, probably.
I mean, for me to hear him here, it's hard on 75. It's I don't know what the path it is about the path between me and him, but it's still very difficult.
Well, I mean, that's the way it was with me and him, you know, being close as we are. I mean, usually I have him full throttle, but I think, you know, being on HF, I think we overshooting each other, you know, being as close as we are. I mean, I had a real good scale on him, but, I mean, I could really tell that, you know, he was turning something on, turning something off. I mean, I could really tell that. I got my marine battery on charge now, so hopefully by tomorrow afternoon or by Saturday, I can jerk my big winch out and start getting my tree taken down.
I'm going to jump on over to the Simplex frequency. He's over there and wanting to talk. So you're welcome to come on over. I think it's on 565 is where he's at.
Roger. Roger that. Yeah. Well, I'm about to pull up at the house anyway, and I'll probably go ahead and skip on out of here. I got a few things I got to get done, and I'll holler at him here in a little while, I guess. And I got to get two trailers moved around right quick. But we'll say 73 to you, and you have a good one out that way. KG4 QLR, KN4 UBG, 73, and I'll be clear.
Do the same. I heard you in there. Just want to say hello and also check this thing out. But I knew it worked. I just wanted to say hey to you, brother. We'll catch you around. KG4 QLR.
Well, roger that, man. Well, that radio sounds good, man. I mean, it sounds like you sitting here in the car with me. It really sounds good. And I'll be clear.
Thanks, sir.